forget to mention, we've got monsters that come from the mud. And Little Miss Anna Ackland, those that seem to catch on fire, the black eyes of a child, legends of those skin-walking beings, and that time the devil possessed a tree, faces, abductions, and strange disappearances, extrasensory other dimensions and experiments, cryptids, hauntings, and Hillary Porter on writing strange tiles in Yokohama. If you're still hungry, well, we've got something handy. Sit back and enjoy another piece of weird candy.
Hey, what is up, you glorious, beautiful weirdos, you? Ah, happy Tuesday. Ah, our last Tuesday of the year. Oh, man. It's going to be a great one. I hope the bell of the work week isn't kicking you too hard. My name is Chris, and with me as always is Isaac, my dog on you. Isaac.
Isaac, my dog on you, man.
How's it going, buddy?
Mr. My Dog on You.
It's perfect. What's going on, homie?
You know, the usual. Went to the Erd Show on Friday night.
Fuck yeah. For those who don't know, it's a badass band just right from here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know, good. Hometown represent. They actually had an album that Nick Hexum of 311 helped them with. So
yeah.
How'd the show go, bro?
Oh, it was awesome. They always do such a good job. How'd the show go, bro? They always do so good, man. Always.
Yeah. They're fucking phenomenal live.
I saw them a couple years back with Real Big Fish, and Real Big Fish brought out the Urge's horn players to join them on stage for some songs. That was pretty good.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Yep. So that was cool. Yeah. But at the show, dude, there's this chick there right in front of us, and she was there with like four dudes. And she went from one dude to the next the whole show, hanging on this dude, then hanging on that dude, then hanging on this dude, and kissing his neck, and then hanging on the other dude and kissing his neck and shit. I'm like, what is up with this chick?
Hey, wait, didn't you have a similar situation with a certain somebody, but it was you, your wife? Anyway, maybe not. That was a long time ago. Right. Ew, drop it.
Sure, man.
So you know how St. Louis has that new aquarium and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Went and saw it and whatnot, and I was bullshitting with a couple people, and this one dude's like, oh, I was like, yeah, we went to the aquarium. He's like, oh, you mean fish prison?
Fish prison.
And I will never be able to look at it differently again. That's so awesome. I'm like, technically, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking awesome is that? There's, oh, man, made my day.
Going up to the koi fish, like, what are you in here for? Like, he's shamed somebody. He's like out there stabbing people and shit.
I killed Fishy Capone. Shamed him with my fin, my good fin.
Shit, man.
Left eye, only got one eye. What happened to your eye? Fucking hook came out of nowhere when I was eating. Hooked my eye out.
Well,
oh, that's too much, dude. All right, fuck it, man. You ready to jump into this one?
Yeah, man, I think I am, dude. This seems like a cool topic today, man.
Yep, let's do it, homie. Let's get weird. So here we are, the end of another season, and I fucking love all you weirdos out there, like I just said. You know, it's because of you guys rating, downloading, and sharing that we actually hit number 98 in the U.S., so fucking round of applause, man.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Like, how fucking awesome is that, dude? That's amazing. It's
hell
just amazing. Out of the thousands of podcasts out there, like, you guys helped us achieve that. And fuck, we thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody.
So, yes, thank you. Yeah, so as we head into Christmas and the new year, we thought that we would kind of end this season on a light note, you know? And yes, I know, you guys are sad we're not doing any more through October or December. Oh, wow, look at me. But, you know, it just, you know, over the last couple of years, we've noticed December just doesn't get the downloads and ratings. So we'd rather leave you guys on a high note and come back at the start of January just fresh and ready to go.
Yeah,
so,
got some big plans for the next season, too.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So we're gonna go out on a lighter note. And what's lighter than taking some time grease and lubing up our ear holes for some tales of those that claim to have traveled through motherfucking time? Here we go. All here right. we go. All right, so let's start with the tale of journalist J. Bernard Hutton and photographer Joachim Brandt. Now, these two were sent by a German newspaper to do a story on the Hamburg shipyard in 1932. Now, they said it was an uneventful visit until the bombs began raining down.
Fuck.
Hutton and Brandt realized they were caught in the middle of an air raid, and they fucking hightailed that shit out of there. But not before they took some so-called convincing photographs, all right? When they got back to the center of Hamburg, no one believed their story. They were like, you're full of shit, right? So they developed the photos, and they were trying to prove to everyone that they were not crazy. And in fact, they actually proved the opposite. The photos showed no signs of an air raid. Nice. Yes! Hell yeah.
So they took all these photos, right? And there's nothing in them. No air raid,
yeah,
no bombs.
No
nothing.
Bombs. Yep.
These
yep.
dudes, man, shh. LSD or something, man. What's up?
So 11 years later, Hutton was living in London, and he opens up the newspaper, and I'm guessing he did like a spit take with his coffee because there was a story about Operation Gomorrah that was an air raid on Hamburg, and like the photos that he saw in the newspaper, according to him, looked exactly like what they experienced in 1932.
Shit.
Guys, I wish we could find more than what appears to be photos after the actual fact of the bombing, but we all know that it was a hell of a lot easier to fake shit back then, so they could have literally just made this shit up.
Right,
you know, nobody ever came forward to corroborate their story. You know, they just had some pictures of this place after it was air raided, and the same pictures that, you know, almost the exact same pictures that were in the newspaper.
Yeah.
No, that was the proof. So, no, yeah. I did mine 11 years ago.
Right,
I promise. You know?
I swear. It's true. I was there.
Right. So that was the first one. You know, and I fear we start life, and these just get better and better. And, yeah. So you want to go, homie? What do you got?
Yeah. Okay. This is from MysteriousUniverse.com. So this one has become known as the time traveling hipster, and there's probably a lot of you out there who have already seen this photo, but
yeah.
It took the internet by storm when it first started coming, making the rounds and everything, right? And there are a lot of people that have held this thing up as evidence that time travel, because this man was dressed in these weird ass clothes that look modern. But compared to everybody else in the photo, everyone else there is like in just regular 1940s clothing, but he looks like he's in modern clothes. So a lot of people, they claim that this is genuine, authentic photograph that had apparently not been doctored in any way.
Right.
Yeah. But skeptics have pointed out that although uncommon at the time, sunglasses had caught on as early as the 1920s, and the top looks as though it could be a sweater with an emblem sewn on it of an ice hockey team from that time. I guess the Montreal Maroons.
Right.
So a lot of people are saying, you know, this is, even though the clothes look modern, it was actually modern for that time, too. It just... You know, kind of.
But not everybody was wearing it.
Yeah.
So, like, they didn't, you know, it's like, no way. But, like, it did actually exist, at least. You know, so, is it a time traveler or what? You know, who knows? But.
Yeah. So, also, the man in the photograph is holding a camera in his hands. And it looks like a modern camera, or it could be a phone or something, but the camera that's in the picture has been suggested as being a Kodak folding pocket model, which was available at the time, but it was actually
bulky.
Now, despite these arguments, it's not completely known just what is going on in the photo, and it's still debated as perhaps being a time traveler.
You know, and the thing is, it's like there's a group of people gathered to stare at something.
Yeah, they're all staring in the same direction, watching whatever the hell it is.
And nobody's ever brought up what it was.
Yeah.
Because, like, you would say, okay, so let's say it's a time travel. You know what I'm saying? So it's a time traveler. What event was so important that this person traveled back to see it and get pictures, apparently, that it was never mentioned by whoever took the photo in the first place?
Right, because, I mean, it looks like a big event. Whatever it is, they're all staring at this thing that's off screen.
There's a lot of people staring. Yes.
And then,
yeah,
I don't know.
I have to agree, kind of side with the skeptics on this one, buddy.
Yeah, because like I said, despite the fact that his clothes look modern, there were clothes available at that time that looked like that. Of course, everybody right. else is dressed in suits or suit coats and, you know, stuff like that. And
right.
he's not.
Basically what you would expect from the time.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Yeah. I mean, and you guys make up your own minds. I'm sure you've seen the picture. If not, you can just Google time traveling hipster and you will see it instantly. And chances are you're going to recognize it. So, yeah, especially if you listen to this podcast. I had a feeling you watched some stuff.
Yeah.
You know? All right. So next, let's check out a man that tried to run for president back in 2016. So straight off of grunge.com. Quote, Andrew Basiago, a practicing lawyer, claims that he's been traveling through town since he was only 6 years old. His father got him into the business, using him as a test subject with a super duper. This is the actual article, dude.
Shit, man. My father got me into the business of time traveling.
He was using me as a test subject with a super duper top secret time travel program called Project Pegasus. Well, his first trip was just across the country, New York to New Mexico. He not only says he went back to hear Lincoln's Gettysburg Address when he was 10, but also that he has a picture of himself while he was in 1863. Yes. According to Basiago, the government gets first-hand experience of other times in a few ways. They've created Chronovision, a sort of magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all, device that lets you look into another time from the comfort of your own living room. And they've repurposed some of Nikola Tesla's work to travel with.
Hey, man, we never tried that. Maybe we should, like, take a mirror and lather it up with time grease and see if we can look into the past or whatever.
Right. It's just so fucking ridiculous. Basiago did it, and in 2012, he went public with claims that Barack Obama was also a chrononaut and that they went to Mars together as part of a 10-member team. The White House denied it. Well, fucking course they did.
Well, you know, me and Barack Obama, we go way back. We went to Mars together.
Right. And I'm curious, how the fuck time travel gets you to Mars?
I don't know.
Now, if you're thinking he should probably already know whether his presidential bid was successful, silly you for thinking time travel is that precise. Basiago says he does know he'll either be a vice president or a president at some point between 2016 and 2028. And honestly, we hope so. He says that not only is he going to go public with all the time travel knowledge you could possibly want, but he's also going to put Bigfoot on the endangered species list. Oh, yes, he's met a father and son Bigfoot. They close our article and said, it's about time we had some government officials who are concerned about the welfare of our endangered creatures. See, we just had to be patient, silly goose.
Oh, man, I hope I got to find a way to get in touch with this motherfucker.
That was the legit article I found on grunge.com. I shit you not, dude.
Damn, dude. We got to get in touch with this motherfucker, get him on here, interview his ass.
Oh, God, yes. So, if I had a time machine, or if you didn't have all the time grease right now, you know, I would have used some before when doing research, and I would have got him on here.
Shit,
oh, shit, man. Oh, good stuff, homie.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, what do you got for us next? That was pretty fucking good, though.
Yeah, that was... Yeah. You ever heard of Integratron?
No.
No? All right, get your head out of your ass, or just keep listening, because here we go, man. Now, this comes straight from Wikipedia, dude. The Integratron is a 38-feet-tall cupola structure with a diameter of 55 feet, and it's designed by ufologist and contactee George Van Tassel.
Oh, what a name, dude. Yeah. I bet he works well. I bet he works at a strip club. They go in both directions.
I guess didn't like it. But Van Tassel claimed that the Integratron was capable of rejuvenation, anti-gravity, and time travel.
Of course it was. It's like the air fryer of science fiction machine. Yeah, this thing bakes, boils, and fries.
Shit, dude, it does everything.
Oh, man.
Shit. It's too good. He built the structure in Landers, California. That's near Joshua Tree.
Okay.
Now, following instructions that Van Tassel vehemently claimed were provided directly to him by visitors from the planet Venus. Who the fuck could live on Venus? They're gonna be like lava creatures or something,
right? Yeah, no shit.
Damn. So this Integratron machine was started in 1957. The structure erected in 1959. See what I did there?
I did. I see.
Oh, Gus thought it was creepy. I don't know.
Well, it was. It was what, 55 feet high? Talk about Viagra.
Well, he had to erect the Integratron machine. So it was financed predominantly by donations, including funds from Howard Hughes, man, of all people.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah, so wow.
All you got to do is get some super rich dude to fund your super awesome straight from aliens blueprints. Boom. Easy peasy.
Done deal, bro.
Yep. As long as you got the rich people backing you, you can do all the dumb shit you want.
Right. Oh, shit. Oh, that's pretty good, bro. Pretty good. Yeah, so I found this next one on a website called knowyourmeme.com, and it's all about that famous Charlie Chaplin time-traveling woman.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Goodness, I remember bro. This one.
Yeah, so this is the article I found. Quote, Charlie Chaplin's time traveler isn't... Oh, wait. Charlie Chaplin's time traveler is an internet urban legend surrounded of footage from the premiere of the 1928 silent film The Circus, written and directed by Charlie Chaplin, available on 2004 DVD. If you kind of wondered how you could get one. A pedestrian woman can be seen walking in the background while holding what appears to be an electronic device close to her ear. The woman in the background at a Hollywood premiere went seemingly unnoticed until October 19, 2010, when Irish filmmaker George Clark uploaded a blog post to his YouTube channel. That's where they put those videos and stuff. Arguing that this woman was a time traveler who was holding up a cell phone to her ear. As of May 2012, this video has more than 6.2 million bona fide sexy views. Okay, maybe I added that part. The New York Daily News posited that the woman in the clip may have been using a pocket-sized carbon microphone amplifier, a hearing aid technology that was patented in 1924. Alternatively, The Atlantic suggested it could be an audio phone. Carbon hearing aid developed by Western Electric in 1925. Other science news publications like Life Science and Discovery Network also supported the notion that the actress was using a hearing aid device, drawing expert analysis from scholars and historians in the academic community. Many YouTubers responded with satirical explanations for the scene, offering alternative scenarios like involvement of hologram technology or even the famous actor from the Verizon Wireless commercials was responsible. So even if there wasn't a halfway logical explanation for this, idiots that are out there throwing out all these nonsense ideas would crush any chance that this could be looked at as anything but nonsense, you know? Yeah,
because it's so stupid to me, like, oh, she's on a cell phone. What was this, 1925, right? So if
right,
she
yeah,
traveled
exactly.
through time, she wouldn't be able to use the cell phone. Where the fuck are the cell towers in 1925?
Duh, time travel technology. They use... time travel waves and stuff. You know, they're not going to think that far into their conspiracy, dude. They're just not.
Right.
You know,
it's like maybe they're not smart enough to realize that you need the cell towers to use the cell phone.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh,
man.
My gosh. Ugh. Dude, I don't know.
Just people not thinking too much into things, man. Not
yeah.
using their
well,
brain
no,
muscles.
No, it's just people that don't want to think too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Period. Like, Yeah, they have to, you have to fucking force yourself not to think enough about this to even believe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to be like, nope, I am looking at the picture and that's it. I'm not going to think any more into this. It is a time travel. Fuck, dude. That's like, you know, looking over and seeing a cow and be like, that cow is definitely a dog.
Yeah.
Like, what? Oh. All right, what do you got?
All right, next up, I found this story on yourtimetravelexperience.com.
That's a real website, yeah, too.
That's another title that needs some editing. Yourtimetravelexperience.com.
It's just so funny because it's a legit site. Like, as soon as he told me, I'm telling you, weirdos, as soon as he told me, I had to go there, and it's chock loaded with this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's crazy. All right, what do you got?
All right, this one reads, quote, Toronto, Canada, 28 January 2003. Andrew Carlson, a 44-year-old man, was arrested for insider trading with the charge that he
must have had
inside information because over 2 weeks he made $350 million profit and invested only $800. But how was this possible? What was his explanation when the judge interrogated him? He did something illegal, or was it pure luck? How did he explain his knowledge of the stock market? He just said that he was a traveler from the year 2256, and this is how he knew. Yeah,
right, of course.
He claimed that he works in the oil industry. Carlson said that he is developing equipment to extract oil from the Alberta sand, which apparently, you know, until now, this was impossible. Because sand is mixed with the tar and it's impossible to extract 300 barrels per day, as he said. Would you believe him? Are you? Would you? So, of course, even the police officers didn't believe him. And he was detained, but later released on bail. 1 month later, on March 29th, somebody paid $1 million to bail him out. $1 million just to bail this fucker out.
I mean, say, what do you think the million was? Somebody paid $1 million of oil for my descent.
So, who was this mysterious benefactor? Why would anybody pay this amount for a stranger?
So intrigued.
On April 2nd, Andrew Carlson was supposed to meet his lawyer, but he just disappeared without any trace. Nobody could find him and no evidence of his existence before 2002. While he was in custody on Rikers Island, Andrew tried to prove his time travel story. He predicted some upcoming events that nobody could possibly know. Like the exact date of the invasion of Iraq? Oh, is that just a lucky guess? What do you think? He also talked about some details about Osama bin Laden and a cure for AIDS.
Wait a minute. So honestly, if that's all true and everything, now, like at first, because it's like, okay, he just disappeared without any trace. Yeah, dude's got $350 million. People disappear all the time, you know, and a fake name as well, but... I don't know, dude. I don't know. This one's kind of... All right, keep going.
He just wanted to be left free to return in his time, but he never revealed the location of his time machine.
Well, fuck no, that's the first rule of time travel. We don't tell him about the time grease when we go.
Right. Well, except for like when we're all slippery and goopy and stuff, and they
look... We just tell them we were having sex, and then they look the other way. Back then, they were scared of that. They thought we were witches. Look, I made Chuck's wiener disappear. They're like, oh no, run.
Oh shit. So he was afraid that this technology was too dangerous to end up in the wrong hands. So when he was asked why he did this with the stock market, he said it was too tempting to resist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, how fucking awesome is that?
right? Like,
I dig this tale, dude. I dig this tale. I like it.
This
I
dude's
really
like
it.
Well, this must be insider trading. You got some inside information, and you know, he's like, no, I'm a time traveler.
But yeah, so he was in cahoots with somebody else, obviously, yeah. You know, but I don't know. I just like the tale.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying dude was a fucking time traveler, but like out of all of them, and I mean, guys, I shifted through fucking hundreds of these.
Yeah.
Out of all of them, this one I came across this, you know, dude, it just stands out. I don't know. I like it. I like the tale. Like, I'm not saying, oh my God, he's a time traveler. I'm going to start believing everything now or whatever, you know, but it's just, I really like the tale. Like, yeah. Fuck the man, dude. You know, that's what politicians do every fucking day. So,
yeah,
dude, I don't know. I liked it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's warp ourselves back to 1998 and meet a man known as Time Travel Zero or John Titor. Now, I found this article on StrangerDimensions.com. Quote, in 1998, late night paranormal talk show host Art Bell, fucking love Art Bell,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
received two faxes from an individual claiming to have pertinent information on the nature of time travel. In the first fax, the sender, at that time he was like unnamed. He detailed the discovery of time travel involving the particle accelerator at CERN in the year 2034. He also claimed that a, quote, brick wall existed in the timeline and that no traveler could breach the year 2564. Which, kind of, if you think about it, that's kind of interesting.
That's,
you know,
weird.
It's like, hey, yeah, it's like, time travel works up to that point. It's like almost like that's when it all ends, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. The second fax, while less detailed, promised photographic evidence as well as scans of the time traveler's time machine operations manual. Wow. On November 2nd, 2000, an individual using the forum username Time Travel Zero posted at the Time Travel Institute, and I had no idea that this was a legit place. It's a fucking legit place, guys.
Wow, for real.
Yeah, in a thread titled In Time Travel Paradoxes. They put, quote, wow, Paul is right on the money. I was just about to give up hope on anyone knowing who Tipler or Kerr was on this world line. By the way, number two is the correct answer, and the basis for time travel start at CERN and about a year and end in 2034 with the first, quote, time machine built by GE. Too bad we can't post pictures or I'd show it to you.
Yeah. Weird.
On January 2, yeah.
Built by GE. Like, these motherfuckers are like on the public market now. You could just go down to your local time traveling dealership,
right,
and just
right, oh shit,
buy
I'll
it.
Take that washer and dryer and the time machine.
Yep.
Hey, who knows? You know, if they can make money, they will put it out.
Oh, absolutely, dude.
Right. On January 27th, 2001, the same user appeared on Art Bell's post-to-post BBS, which is a thread, creating a thread titled, I am from 2036. And it reads, greetings. I'm a time traveler from the year 2036. I'm on my way home after getting an IBM 5100 computer system from the year 1975. My time machine is a stationary mass temporal displacement unit manufactured by General Electric. The unit is powered by two top spin dual positive singularities that produce a standard offset Tipler sinusoid. I will be happy to post pictures of the unit. Yeah, I'll bet. Post pictures of my unit. Ooh. Ah, thanks, Gus. Fuck yeah, bro. Oh, shit. The individual posting as John Titor went on to answer questions, detail the function and design of his time machine, and provide alleged photographs of the time machine and its operations manual. On March 24th, 2001, John Titor shared his final message. I will be leaving this world line shortly, and this will be my final post, he wrote. True to his word, he never posted again. To this day, no one knows John Titor's true identity, his true name, his appearance, his location. All of it remains a mystery. If he was an actual time traveler, as he claimed, that version of John Titor no longer exists on this world line. If he was a hoax, an individual playing a character, that person has yet to officially come forward to reveal the truth with evidence. So like, on top of this, like, there are literally people out there that believe that web development might actually regress and like all those outdated technologies like the IBM 5500 and all that shit,
right.
You know, they're all going to make a huge comeback. And I'm not really the smartest of guys, dude, but after just like literally 10 minutes of research, I highly doubt that this is going to happen.
Right.
You know, the only place this shows up is tied to this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, come on. Come on. Really? Yeah.
I love this.
Oh my God. We've gotten so far in robotics. We got to start over. No, that's not how it works.
Right. Right. But I love this way. The way he's like, okay, it all starts at CERN in 2036 or some shit. And right. The time machines are made by GE, and come on.
Right. Like, they're not going to put some cool undercompany name on it. Like the HG Wells.
Next thing you know, Samsung has time machines and shit. Right. Like, there's competing market
iPhone
for
time machines.
Yeah.
Apple's going to have one. You know they are. There's not a fucking chance they don't.
The iTime machine.
Exactly. Like, you gotta pay for subscriptions to the years you want to visit.
Yeah, dude.
That's for only $15,999, you can go see a dinosaur.
Yeah, you got different packages, different fucking.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's exactly what Apple would do. You were laughing, but if this shit turns out real, yeah, that's exactly what Apple's gonna do. Yeah. They're gonna fucking totally do it. They're like, oh, here's your time sheet. Oh, didn't buy the $200,000 plug-in cord to recharge it. Sorry. With a time adapter for different times.
Yeah, it's like, oh, for $100 a month, you could go back 2 years. But if you want to go back at any time before the 1990s, that's gonna cost you.
You know the 90s was 30 years ago, right?
Yes, I do.
Fuck me. All right, I'm depressed. Move on.
Shit.
But no, 100%. They'd be like, well, if you want to go back 6 months, you know,
right?
Whatever.
Like the base package is like maybe a year.
Not even, dude. They wouldn't even give you that. They would give you maybe a week. Because they're going to fucking just bilk fucking trillions off this shit.
Right.
Oh my God, this is fun, dude.
Yeah.
What a way to go out. What a way to end the season, man. This is great.
Hell yeah,
yeah,
dude.
I like it. Yeah. I like it, homie.
Well, we better get on this marketing our fucking time grease, man. Maybe we'll be the ones making millions, you know? We gotta get a factory that manufactures enough of it so we can market it to the public and not just the two of us.
Hell yeah, no shit. For real, though.
Yeah, so anyway, Vintage.es is where we find a couple of instances that some have posited to be either time travelers or motherfucking vampires.
Fuck yeah! Ow!
This is the story from them. Quote, in September 2011, Jack Mord, an eBay seller in Seattle, put a photograph up for sale under the headline, Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
I actually remember this, dude. Way to go, Gus. You're doing well, sir. It's our last one of the season. Couldn't get your shit together all fucking season. Now you get your shit together. All right, buddy, I see.
So,
fuck you, Gus.
Fuck you, Gus.
You're here. Right, fuck you, Gus. Brick. Mind the boards.
So anyway, Mord claimed the image shows a man who looks exactly like Nick Cage. Now, this is Mord. Personally, I believe it's him, that he is some sort of walking undead vampire, etc., who quickens or reinvents himself once every 75 years or so. "150 years from now, he might be a politician, the leader of a cult, or a talk show host."
I don't know why. That's fucking hilarious. Like a politician, a court leader, or a talk show. Like the politician cult leader connection, I see, but a talk show. Oh, oh my God, dude, that shit cracked me up. Wow.
Yeah, maybe he could be all three.
Right.
And cool, you know what that makes him sound?
Talk show host.
That makes him sound like Trump.
That's where they got him from. Wow.
Yep. Though there were 78 offers on this photo, the asking price was $1 million. All were rejected, and as of September 22nd,
so none of them met the $1 million. Right, right. Price, yep. Huh?
As of September 22nd, the photograph was removed from the site.
Right.
It is unknown whether Mord found a buyer or whether perhaps Cage forked out $1 million. I could see this. I could so see this. God. He forked out $1 million himself to hide his secret.
Dude, it's not a secret. It's all over the internet.
Right.
I don't care where the original picture is. It's all over the fucking internet. Google it.
Yeah. Now, a week after the Nicolas Cage photo was removed from eBay, another seller from St. Thomas, Ontario, offered a 19th century ambrotype photograph of a man who looked eerily like John Travolta. Yeah, proving that he was a time traveler.
Get the fuck out of here.
So Nick Cage and John Travolta are either vampires or time travelers, one of the two. Shit, man. But the woman who identified herself as Fawn and is friends with Jack Mord, the seller of the Cage vampire photo, she insists the image is real, even if the asking price, $50,000, was a joke. $50,000 for a picture of somebody that looks like
Well, at least she was a little more reasonable than the $1 billion.
Right. Shit. So she's quoted as saying, quote, "When you look at it and into the eyes of the sitter, you will see what I mean."
Right.
The seller wrote this in her listing, quote, "I believe this is the photograph of a very young John Travolta taken around 1860.
What the fuck,
fucking
dude?
Crazy, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. And he might be a politician, a coordinator, or a TV show.
Shit, man. Nuts.
What the fuck? Oh, God. What is wrong with people, dude?
They have way too much time on their hand and way too little brains in their head.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I'm like... Okay, so this next one, I found it was in a February 2018 article on India.com, all right? And it goes, quote, "A time traveler named Edward claimed that he was a part of some secret experiment in Los Angeles back in 2004, and the same allowed him to travel till 5,000. In an interview with Apex TV, which took place in a covert location, he revealed that he traveled to 5,000 and met a man who informed him about, quote, post-apocalyptic, end quote, floods. He also claimed that he noticed everything was made out of wood."
In the future, everything's made out of wood? In the year 5,000?
He just felt like, you know, that metal's awful hard.
We lost the technology in the cataclysm back in 3002. We got to build everything out of wood now.
So in this interview, he's quoted as saying, "It was unbelievable. I was standing on a huge wooden platform. Oh, man, a huge wooden platform. Not only me, houses, buildings, vehicles, of course, all made from wood. After I realized it was the same city, Los Angeles, but underwater. Just it was flooded. The whole city was underwater. And people were living on the water." He even managed to bring a picture that shows a city, Los Angeles, as per Edward, underwater. He even said that flooding and subsequent drowning of the city were because of global warming. Pieces of ice in both poles saw that enough had been melted and the world dropped under the water. Then he added, "The flood happens because of too much quantity of CO2 in the atmosphere, which step by step destructed the natural shield zone. He also revealed about the evolution of human beings around 5,000. He said that humans during this time transformed into beasts and civilization had stopped and billions of people had died. He also stated that he met a 1,000-year-old man who told him that floods happened when the human race was at the peak of development.
People have transformed into beasts. Man.
He met a 1,000-year-old man.
And people have turned into beasts. Like, what the
fuck? Well, he was also made of wood, Chuck. Edward's my name. I'd like to stop by the podcast more often. You got it, Edward. You're in, buddy. Next year. Next season. So it's, you know, like, most of the shit, it's, you know, it's impossible to say one way or another. It just is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But outside of the fact that time travel can only be achieved with time grace, and me and Chuck are the only ones with time grace, you know, but dude, like, this evidence, I shit you not, it's like a picture of, like, the LA, like, kind of skyline you see from a distance.
Yeah.
But it's like, the photo is like,
like it's got a filter on it or something.
I shit you not, that's just evidence. Like, all the buildings are still there and everything. It's just underwater. No buildings fell down or nothing. It's all there. It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one.
I hope one of these fuckers are listening and they come back in time and kick my ass. I would so love that. Oh, shit. What do you got for me, homie?
From someone that said they went forward and then back, let's look at someone named John that claims to have come from the year 4,000.
Ah, so he just went backwards.
Yeah, he just came from the future to tell us his shit.
All right.
Yeah. Now, this comes straight from dailyrecord.com.
All right.
Yeah, John claims he is currently 132 years old, and in the 20-minute video, he discusses cars of the future and says that in the future, not only will robots replace human jobs, but even much of the required intelligent work will be replaced by robots with artificial intelligence.
Oh, my God. Science help us, everyone.
Now, this is in the year 4,000, apparently.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he states in the video, quote, "I am 132 years old, but I look 20 or 25 years in comparison with you."
Yes, you are 20 or 25 years old. You fucking twat.
Quote, "The design of our cars is different, but I have a surprise for you. I decided bring a photo with me as evidence, and I have brought it and will show it to you." The picture showed a car with a sleek design along with propellers for flight capabilities. Yeah, dude.
Propellers? Like, they don't have jet engines?
Right. Or hover, some kind of hover technology or something?
Right. Oh, shit.
Where the fuck are our hoverboards? We're supposed to have hoverboards by now.
Right.
Shit.
Oh,
lying ass
fucking
time
asshole.
Traveling bastards. Right.
Fucking bitches.
Anyway, he has propellers for flight. He says there's no traffic jams in the future because, you know,
well, they got propellers. Would... With propellers. Yeah. Hey, you only see fucking propellers on small planes and helicopters.
Right.
Like,
the time traveler added, quote, "The design of our cars is different, but I have a surprise for you. I decided to bring some photos with me as evidence, and I brought it and we'll show it to you." He keeps saying this shit.
Yeah, he does. He does. Like,
and then he goes,
very stupid.
Yeah, but then he goes on, robots have artificial intellect. These robots make such cars. So the robots are making the cars. Right.
Artificially intelligent robots making cars.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. So
they haven't rebelled yet, huh?
Yeah, but guess not. "It is very easy to drive the cars of the future, and that's impossible to have an accident."
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. He goes on, quote, "These cars are so smart that in case you want to heat it, you couldn't do it. Its sensors will not let you do it."
So you're just like freezing your ass off in this fucking propeller-driven flying car. Oh, God, I wish I could turn the heat on. Fuck you. Enjoy the ride.
Dude. Yeah, dude. You can't do anything.
Dick, pussy human. I have some balls you can lick on since you obviously don't have any. Oh my God.
Shit. The best and enjoyable thing of the year 4000 was one thing. There was no traffic jam.
Well, it's only going to take another 2,000 years before traffic sends out. Thanks, dickhead.
This motherfucker's like, well, the best, most enjoyable-ish thing that I saw in the year 4,000 was there's no traffic.
What the fuck? I mean, I know I'm sitting here after taking a time machine through town, but the best part of the future is no traffic. How fucking stupid do you have to be to be like, oh, I get it. Continue with this interview.
He added, "I can't say where I am now as compared with many other time travelers of that time. I'm not ready to be searched for." Despite the fact that I asked to close my face.
Only people looking for you are, they wear white coats and they just want to talk.
Despite the fact that I asked to close my face, I do not want to be at risk. I'm different from other time travelers in many things.
Yeah, but you made up a story that's not even close to convincing.
For example, the thing that I found most enjoyable about the year 4000 is not traffic.
Right. I mean, the hell with these time machines. That's pretty neat, though. But there ain't no traffic, I'm telling you. None. It's amazing. You guys got to go to the year, man. I mean, I'm telling you, oh, hey, you're not time traveling like me.
He does say, for example, by that I am your guest. Yes, I came from the year 4000. Are you surprised? Dude, if he came from the year 4000, I'm thinking they lost their ability to communicate. Like, shit, this dude.
What the fuck?
He went on to add that domestic cats and dogs can only be seen in zoos, and the birds in the sky have been destroyed to make way for the flying cars. Of course,
that's what you do. You gotta kill, like, we killed all the ground animals when we came up with cars. Oh, wait. Because we're not making up a completely fucking ignorant animal. Ignorant story, dude.
Then this motherfucker goes on and adds that his time in 2018 had been, quote, dangerous and horrible.
Yeah, there's still traffic, Chuck. How good can it be? There's still fucking traffic, man.
And there's dogs and cats just running all over.
Right. There's everywhere. Fucking birds in the sky. Yeah, it's terrible down here.
This dude.
God damn, this shit is so much fun, dude. I knew this was going to be a great episode. Oh, shit. All right, let's check out another story. This one we got from Earth.org. All right, quote, "The time traveler who calls himself James Oliver claims he was on duty in a mission in the 21st century from the year 6491. However, he wasn't able to go back. Although this sounds rather absurd, there still might be a piece of evidence to actually confirm whether it's accurate or not, namely the lie detector test. The famous paranormal YouTube account, Apex TV, merged the alleged time traveler with a lie detector. According to them, this man passed every question of their examination. On the video, the man's face is blurred. He owns a Birmingham accent and a slight mispronounce. Quote, your ears are different than mine, I do say. He tells the host, who we also cannot see due to the blurriness. Where I'm from, the years are longer. My planet, there, governor, is further away from the sun than yours, so it takes longer to get around. But we have gifted mathematicians who work to calculate our years from those from other civilizations. He does seem to be a real human. However, we are still uncertain whether he passed the test, since we only see the word true after the video ends, and not the laptop screen.
Jeez. So is this guy claiming, hold on, there's a second. Is this guy claiming that the planet has shifted slightly farther from the sun so it takes longer to go around?
I'm guessing, dude, yeah.
Because I can't think of anything else.
No, but his planet. No, not the Earth. His planet.
I don't know, dude. Yeah. What, did his planet just show up? Oh, it's slightly farther away. And
so now he's a time-traveling alien. I don't know.
Who brought a planet from, I don't know, a different dimension or something.
Right, yeah, no shit. As he states, global warming is a real threat to our planet, and it's only going to get worse. He suggested we should place a cap on carbon ejections. The time traveler further explains that every person in the future owns an AI system called Siri, able to identify its user by his her voice. He says, quote, so he's okay. What year was this again?
Everyone in the future has Siri.
Oh, wait, this one doesn't have a time. Yeah. So, he says, quote, we are constantly finding new planets and galaxies every day. It's just nothing. Sometimes you hit the jackpot and find intelligent life on it. You find new planets, new ecosystems. There are a lot of planets more intelligent than humans. He believes all the planets are under control of various leaders who have some sort of unconventional rule. When the presenter asks him if there is any conflict between humans and aliens, he replies, I can't, yes, apparently hesitating to answer. After this, however, he adds, there have been some conflicts, but most of it has been put under control by the Federation very quickly. The Federation is there as a peacekeeping vessel. The time traveler said he works for an agency that studies aliens, concentrating in the field of history of human race. He even claims he has met extraterrestrial creatures in person. I have personal relationships with a few of them. I have friends I consider aliens. They are a nice lot. They are. Don't be quick to judge. I have some who are quite good friends. My closest friend is from another galaxy, he said. I'm not totally sure who's crazier, like this jackass or the one doing the interview. Maybe they're the same person from different dimensions. Right.
This guy. Okay, man, we're going to take another look. This one comes from MysteriousUniverse.com and is also about Andrew Basiago, the lawyer we talked about earlier that you talked about.
Go ahead, brother. What do you got?
All right. So it goes, quote, if one wants to see perhaps the most surreal tale of supposedly real time travel that there is, one needs look no further than to the story of Andrew Basiago and William Stillings.
Okay. Look no further.
Look no further than this tale,
yeah, this
right
is the guy
here.
That was like running for president or so. Gotcha.
He was a lawyer. So in 2004, yeah. American lawyer Andrew D. Basiago began claiming that in the 1970s, he was part of DARPA's top secret government operation, Project Pegasus.
Project Pegasus, yep.
Now, this was supposedly a program that sought to achieve time travel and study its effects on the human body, as well as the effects of teleportation across vast distances.
Isn't this the same guy who said his dad got him into this?
Yeah. He was like a test subject or some shit.
Yeah, so his dad's like, oh, I'm not risking my body. Take my son. What the fuck, dude? Get out of here.
Shit. I'm not doing that teleportation shit.
Andy, come here, dickhead. Yeah, you little shit. Stop eating the lead paint. Get your ass over here.
He's over there crunching on crayons and licking windows and shit.
Wall candy. I like the wall candy, Pop.
Shit. Now, apparently, this also included teleportation to other planets.
Hold on, all the subjects of people eating paint, licking windows. We need to stop. We can't yuck on someone else's yum, Chuck.
Okay.
Shit. All right, go ahead.
All right, the official mission statement of Project Pegasus was supposedly Project Pegasus was the classified defense-related research and development program under the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA. So so it's a DARPA project.
So quickly in there. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA.
DARPA. It's just so much easier to say DARPA.
I like it. No, you're good with me. Now, that was awesome.
In which the U.S. defense technical community achieved time travel on behalf of the U.S. government. This is like the Philadelphia experiment.
The real Philadelphia. Sure. Okay. Gotcha.
Now, Basiago, he claims that he was part of a study on the effects of these effects on children. And that he was, because his dad brought him into work one day.
Right.
It was bring your kid to work day.
Stop shoving the C4 up your ass and get over here.
Sorry,
we're not trying to yuck on his yum.
So he was involved in this project from 1968 to 1972. During which time he says,
of course he was.
Yeah, during this time he says he was involved in an array of experiments that propelled him into the far realms of time and space.
Space.
Shit. Now, at the time he says there were several time machines that had been created, which he claims relied on radiant energy.
Of course they did. Duh. Is there any other kind of energy?
Yeah. Which radiant energy was a concept allegedly discovered in documents written by Nikola Tesla.
That's going to be a great episode next season, guys.
Yeah. And it held the power to bend time and space.
Space. I feel like there should be an echo on that every time you say it.
So the machines would purportedly create shimmering curtains of light, which could be passed through to emerge in different points in history.
Well, of course.
Yep. Man, this sounds like maybe even more efficient than time grease. You don't have to grease yourself up.
I'm wondering if he was part of a different government experiment.
Yeah.
One that we've covered.
Shit.
I mean, come on. What's more believable? All right. What are you doing? I'm sorry, buddy.
No, it's also, that's all good. So there were also what he called plasma confinement chambers and jump rooms. Supposedly these things were in use, as well as equipment that allowed users to travel in time virtually.
Virtually. Well, of course, you're not like getting your hands dirty, but really want to see what it's like. You know, just put on our VR headset that actually travels through time. It doesn't just pull up random videos that we created. No, it virtually does actually. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
During his time with the program, Basiago claims that he made several trips to the 1800s as a chrononaut. And in one such occasion, he was transported to Gettysburg on November 19th. 19th, 1863, where Lincoln was given his Gettysburg address.
Of course. Like, good thing he didn't go on the 20th. Damn it. There's no reason to be here. What the fuck am I doing?
Missed it by a day. I had to read it in the news the next day.
What the fuck is
now,
happening?
He claims that he had been dressed beforehand as a Union bugle boy in order to blend in, but he complained that he had lost his shoes during his temporal jump, and his replacement shoes had been too big.
You always take extra shoes, dumbass.
He then found himself wandering away from the crowds where he says that his picture was taken. So,
you're gonna wander away from where the Lincoln is giving this address.
I don't know.
No, you're not. Yeah. Get the fuck. Oh my god, dude.
Shit. He's like, I'm bored. We learned this in history.
Right.
I'll just go over there and take a nap. I'll read it in the newspaper tomorrow.
Right. Oh, I know what happens.
Shit.
Instead of going, don't go to the theater.
Yeah, you could have warned the motherfucker. Shit.
Right.
I went back in time, but I decided not to warn Lincoln, but just to watch the Gettysburg Address.
Right. Convince someone to shoot at him so the Secret Service takes it serious.
Shit.
Because he created the Secret Service.
Other tales told by Basagio. Basagio? Is that kind of like
sure.
Asiago?
Basiago.
Basiago.
I think I said Basiago.
Basagio. Basiago. It's kind of like Asiago.
Maybe it's
Basigo. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but other
cares?
Tales told by
God's
him.
A fucking wackadoodle. Who cares? Call him whatever you want. Call him baloney for all I care.
Yeah.
Other tales told by baloney, man.
Hot dog. Hot dog, man.
Hot dog, Basiago.
But he claims that he went back to the Lincoln assassination on several occasions and even met himself twice. So
sure.
he goes back. And then he goes back again. He's like, oh, there I am. Hey, me.
Hey, me. Oh, me. How's it going, me?
And the more times he goes back, the more me's there are. He's
right,
like, hey, me.
Right. Dude, get the fuck on, man. What the fuck is... No. It's not how this works at all. Oh,
shit. So although he didn't have the opportunity to see the actual assassination, as well as a claim that he claims the government used teleportation technology to send him to a top secret base on Mars.
So even the fucking the people running this program are like, well, I'm glad we could send this little boy who's absolutely fucking useless to us and he keeps eating the lead paint. Let's send him back to Lincoln's assassination 3 times.
Yeah.
They're not going to send anybody who knows what the fuck they're doing and have them warn this and stop it.
Right?
No,
maybe
no.
The motherfucker has ADHD and instead of warning Lincoln, he gets back there and he just plays Tonka trucks with himself or something. Hey, me.
He's eating a fucking mercury laden film and shit.
Son of a bitch, dude. And then they teleport his ass to the secret Mars base, of course.
Right, of course. You know, I mean, why not? He's just that good. This is where he met Obama, right?
Yeah, dude. He also explained that his time jumps were to alternate adjacent timelines and that this was why there were no paradoxes created by what he was doing.
Well, of course.
I'm surprised he even knows what paradoxes are.
Yes, I met myself at different timelines, dummy. Wait, what a decent.
This motherfucker, apparently he had comrades in his time travel adventures, and one was named William Stillings. So anyway, William Stillings claims that he and Basagio were frequent partners on these time travel adventures, right?
Yeah, I'm sure they were.
Stillings really added to the whole lore of the project when he claimed that America had sent a whopping 100,000 people to Mars, but that only 7,000 had survived the journey.
Oh, shit. That's not good odds.
No.
This kid went there twice. You know, that fucking idiot. Oh, they should be there a couple times.
Well, the transportation technology, teleportation, is really in its infancy. So when you pop out on the other side, like you have a spleen for an ear and like an asshole for an eyeball or something. Like it mixes your parts all up.
Just get it. You gotta wipe your eye. Oh, I got a shit gas. You're like plugging your nose when it goes out of your eye and not your nose.
Damn. This guy, he also claimed that they had been joined on their missions to Mars by a Barry Sotoro, who would later go on to be known as Barack Obama. Holy shit.
There it is. I want to see that person ever again.
Shit.
Oh my God. Holy shit, dude. That is a fucking lot to process.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
It just blows my mind that there's literally people out there that believe Obama visited Mars. Like, everyone knows he's more of a Jupiter guy.
Yeah.
Duh. Like, fucking get out of here.
Or Saturn.
Everybody knows that.
You know, right, like, surfing the rings of Saturn. Shit.
He's out there doing the jig on the fucking an Irish jig on the rings of Saturn.
River dance in the rings of Saturn.
Died in a heart. I'm just a dance in a jig. I mean, my fellow citizens. All right, for our next super believable story, we go to irishmirror.ie. And they wrote, quote, a time traveler claims to have brought back a miracle food pellet from 2200 that has cured world hunger. The man going only by the name W.D. Davis. Oh, only W.D. Davis. Yes. Also claims that cancer has been cured entirely and that flying cars that go on autopilot can travel into space. W.D. Davis said that food from the future, quote, has everything you need for a week, before adding our government supplies them monthly to everyone. He remained anonymous because he said he could have been in danger if he was to reveal his true identity. W.D. Davis' claims in full. We own autopilot and cars that travel into space. There are no diseases and no doctors. All types of cancer have been eradicated. People are living on Mars to escape overpopulation and war. There are underwater cities, and some people are living in the we pay with these. This fucking article, dude, even if you're Irish, it makes no sense. Like, how fucking drunk? Like, I'm serious. Like, Mars to escape overpopulation and war. There are underwater cities, and some people are living in the... Yeah, we pay with things using chips in our wrist. Shape-shifting alien life lives among us humans. My God. Shape-shifting alien life lives among us. Humans live on average for 200 years. Mr. Davis, who says he is 103 years old, says humans live until they are 200 by 2200. He also said people are living on other planets, including Mars. Yes, we've been on this. He doesn't give a reason for why he has come back to 2018, but he says the time machine is, quote, a circle and you walk through it and enter into another dimension. It's like walking through a door. There will also be underwater cities, which Mr. Davis claimed to have been to. And there are aliens that can shapeshift living among the human race. Yeah, they just repeat themselves. Like, yeah, what the fuck is
but I'm wondering, like, are these flying cars that go into space the same flying cars with the propellers?
Propellers? Fuck yeah, dude! It's gotta be, right?
I don't think propellers work in space, yo.
So he goes on. In America, there is evidence of things being discovered there, and aliens can shapeshift and join the human race. Like, and I don't know why it still surprises me that, you know, the quote proof is always some kind of dumb shit, like a fucking soda or a pellet of genetically modified food that the fucking lizard Illuminati have been using to domesticate us humans for fucking centuries. Everybody knows already about that. It's not a time travel thing. Jeez, get over yourself.
Dude brings back like rabbit food pellets or something.
Right. I'm thinking like fish food or something. Right. Yeah. Yum, yum. Holds me for a week.
Yum, yum. This is all you need. This cures hunger. Yeah. Like chefs in the future, like culinary experts making certain types of flavored pills or some shit. People.
All right, guys. So this is my favorite fucking one I found. And I am so excited for you guys to hear this. All right. So this one comes from a website called The Drinks Business. And it says, quote, police officers in Casper, Wyoming have arrested a drunk man claiming to have time traveled from the year 2048 to warn of a pending alien invasion. Brian Johnson of Casper was arrested on 2nd of October for public intoxication, according to reports by KTOW. Protesting his innocence, Brian told police he was in fact from the future and had traveled back in time to warn authorities that an interstellar colonist would soon be making a course for Earth, claiming he had insider knowledge of an imminent alien invasion set to take place next year. I know we missed it, dude.
Damn. Why didn't we get an invitation?
Johnson advised police to leave as soon as possible. No, don't arrest me. You got to get out of here. There's aliens coming. I'll go with you.
I'm not drunk. It's just what happens to your brain when you travel through time. You get a little frazzled.
They toss us up so we can't remember how to get back.
Everyone needs to get off the planet. There's an alien invasion colonizing force coming.
Seriously, guys. You guys go ahead and leave. I'll take care of things around here.
All the humans must leave. I'll take care of the rest of it.
Don't worry, I'm a job for humanity. You guys just go on and get hurry before you can't no more. He then, so after he tells him to leave, he then has to speak to the president of the town, explaining that he wanted to help warn others of the extraterrestrial arrival.
You gotta put me on TV. I have to warn the public.
I need to speak to the president of Casper. I'm telling you.
President of the town.
Johnson explained that his ability to time travel was due to the fact that aliens had filled his body with alcohol and instructed him to stand up and die in bed.
the aliens filled my body with alcohol and I had to stare on a pad.
I didn't want to drink. That made me. It's the fucking aliens. They're enablers. However, the device apparently sent Johnson to the wrong point in time, with the time traveler limiting to believe that he had intended to show up in 2018, not 2017, for reasons known only to him. Dude, this last time I got drunk, it totally happened to me. I traveled for time. One minute it's noon on Saturday. Next thing I know, it's noon on Sunday. I traveled forward.
Holy shit, this dude though, like, here's the aliens.
I fucking love it, though. How creative is that?
This motherfucker's like, no, he's like, the alien said, here, drink this fifth of Captain Morgan and go stand on that device over there. And then they sent me too far back. I went to 2017 instead of 2018.
Really, he just got taped at the bar and sat on a bar stool. That's the round pack. Next thing I know, I'm in the street getting arrested. I'm trying to save y'all. That is the greatest fucking thing I've ever read. Oh my god. Oh, fuck it, dude. Let's do a little trolling the internet.
Good god, why are there so many trolls?
So on the YouTube channel Unveiled, they have a video called Time Travel Stories That Will Make You Question Reality, Part 2. And I looked for Part 1. I could not find it.
That's because Part 1 got sent back in time or forward in time or something.
It just hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. Well, you know, time travel, that allows Part 2 to come out before Part 1. So, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, this fucking dude, this was a treasure trove. So, you guys are in for a treat. All right, Chuck, you want to kick it off, brother?
Okay, yeah, dude. SCP Foundation said, quote, "When I was 5, my dad went on the trip to save us all, just like in Interstellar. I'm now 35, and it's comforting to know that he is just sacrificing for us near that black hole. When he finally returns, he'll be younger than my kids."
Nice reference to Interstellar and all.
I'm 35, and my dad has been on a journey to save us from a black hole.
He didn't go out for cigarettes and never come back. No, Mama said he went on a journey to a black hole and saved humanity. That's awesome.
Mommy, why can't I see my daddy? Because that motherfucker's on a journey to save the human race. That's why you can't see your daddy.
Yeah, quit bitching. Your dad is standing at the edge of a black hole and you're crying about crabs. Get out of here.
Shit.
Oh, shit. Peter James wrote, "This happened to me. I popped out for a quick beer Friday afternoon and got home Sunday. Haven't got a clue to what happened. I told the missus about these time slips, but she's not very sciencey, so now I'm single."
That's too good. She's not very sciencey, so she left my bitch ass.
She cracked me up, bro.
All right. Richard's writing adventure has a couple of questions.
Okay.
General questions. How do you or your time traveling subjects resolve the issue of the location of the Earth?
Oh, shit, he's getting real.
Yeah. I asked this to gain a better understanding of physics. Does gravity still work while you're traveling through time? If the Earth moves around the sun at 66,627 miles per hour, and the solar system travels through space at 490,000 miles per hour, will the Earth be where you project?
Wow.
He goes on, this is a general question for going backward or forward in time. Just asking.
I think the best part of all this is that he's asking a legitimate question about a very fucking far out there theory. Like, he's dead serious. He's kind of a fact, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I fucking love it. Oh, shit. I love it, dude.
I tried to go back to 1963, but the whole solar system had moved in space, and I was just floating in the vacuum of space.
And I died, but they brought me back.
Now I go by the name Barack Obama.
Speaking of, Tom Davies wrote a teenage time traveling teleporting to Mars, Barack Obama. I think that's my hint to go to sleep.
Too good. Oh shit. All right, man. Josh Z said, I'm horrible with directions. What year is it? I got lost.
In there.
I got lost on the way to the 50s.
Which way is the path? Left or right? Damn it! Help me, man! I'm dyslexic.
I made a pit stop in 1969, and my brain hasn't been the same since.
I just wanted to go there and go, nice! Finally, we have this from Greg Hilligart. He says, I wrote this tomorrow. Oh, that's man, good, you, man. You guys gotta watch that video. Oh, I absolutely get why we as a species are completely fascinated with the idea of time travel. It just sounds amazing. Like, imagine being able to save the Library of Alexandria or prevent Hitler's rise to power or any other terrible event that ever happened. You know what I'm saying? It would be fucking rad. Yeah, as yeah, fuck, dude. How fucking rad would that be? I mean, it don't start with all that. If you stop it, then it didn't happen. So you'd have no reason to go back and stop it. So then you'd have a reason to go back and stop it.
Exactly. Blah, blah, blah.
It's a theory, or just play along,
right?
Or imagine being able to go into like the future and get the winning lottery numbers, you know?
Yeah, or the sports almanac,
fucking make that money from the get go, bro. You know, so no matter what the thought is, I personally feel that the only way that it would ever be brought to the light for the public is if they could charge and make a fucking killing with it.
Absolutely.
Wait.
Yeah.
Wait. They probably fucking used it to win the fucking lottery themselves. Damn it! Bastards, dude. I'll tell you what. I can see the future, and I predict that all of you beautiful bastards will have a fantastic holiday season and eagerly be waiting for season 3 this January. We love each and every one of you. If you find yourself feeling down this time of year, feel free to hit us up on our Facebook page. You know, I will absolutely respond and help in any way. Anyway, you know, the holidays can be super hard, guys. And we love you guys, man. You guys are awesome. So Chuck and I, you know, just because we're not putting out episodes doesn't mean we're not working on episodes. And we are going to be monitoring. So, you know, if
we'll be around.
Gets you down,
you can reach out to us.
Please reach out. Yeah, don't let this shit, don't feel like you got to fucking sit there alone. I mean, sometimes a fucking 20-minute conversation with some laughs is a good thing. So, hey, well, happy holidays to everybody. I don't give a fuck what you celebrate. Happy whatever it is. You
absolutely.
Know? Enjoy yourself.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your friends, family, man. Get your drink on.
Do it. You know what?
Smoke it up on me.
Hey, yeah. Let's give a round of applause.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Well, the season in the books, man.
Let's give this a round of applause to Gus, too, for doing this shit for free all this time. Thank you.
Oh, they're laughing at him.
Take that, fucker. Anyway, remember, an open mind leads to endless possibilities. Join us next season for some funky, fresh new episodes of Weird Candy, guys.